Wisconsin's primary is still 2.5 months away. Newman's campaign has been getting more active of late, and he could yet run millions of dollars worth of TV advertising. But according to a survey by the national firm Public Policy Polling, Newman trails Walker by a 58-19% margin. Pollster Tom Jensen says you should never declare an election over this early. However,
we've never polled a race where somebody blew a 39-point lead in 2 months.
Only 23% of those polled were undecided, meaning that even if Newman were to sway all of them, he'd still be running behind Walker. Whoever wins will face Democrat Tom Barrett in November. Jensen says public policy polling has been in business since 2001. When they do private polling, they only work for Democrats. He said they do public polls like these with their own money to showcase their accuracy to potential customers. In this case, they polled 400 likely Republican primary voters during 2 days at the end of June. Jensen says the only group of voters where Newman outperformed Walker was among self-described moderate Republicans.
What's going to be interesting to see with that, assuming Walker does win the primary, is whether Tom Barrett can pick off any of those moderate Republicans who are planning to vote for Newman right now.
Jensen's firm released another poll earlier this week that found Barrett running behind either Walker or Newman in a general election contest. Public policy polling also questioned Republicans about the U.S. Senate primary. Ron Johnson polled well ahead of Dave Westlake in that contest, but 40% of likely GOP voters were still undecided. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.